Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. I will lead the blind by ways which they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 16. Another wonderful promise from the book of Isaiah. The Israelites were not literally blind, yet their living demonstrated their blindness. Here God promises them to lead them by ways they have not known. But why does God want to lead them by ways they have not known? Long back, God answered this question through Moses when he led the Israelites through the wilderness to Canaan. He said, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 2 and 3. The Lord again warned them through Moses, "When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 to 14. Sadly, people tend to forget the Lord after they get what they desire through prayer. There are others on whom the Lord has shown mercy countless times, yet they never thank him or even acknowledge him. But that should not be our attitude. The Lord Jesus Christ is worthy of worship because he paid the price for our sins and unrighteousness on the cross. He purchased eternal salvation for us, and thus he is worthy of praise. As the Bible says, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.